John Bourne, Vice President of Marketing for Ceres Imaging, talks about how artificial intelligence can measure crop status. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West.
Artificial intelligence is a set of techniques and algorithms that actually mimic human intelligence. And machine learning is one of those techniques, which Ceres Imaging uses quite often. And even within machine learning, one of those subset of machine learning is neural networks. And that's something that Ceres uses heavily as well. So an example of that would be in our chlorophyll index. So the chlorophyll index, you can think of it as a NDVI on steroids. It actually measures chlorophyll content and tends to be a leading indicator as opposed to NDVI that tends to be a lagging indicator. And we use AI, specifically neural networks, a couple times. But one of the ways we do it is when we're taking in all this plane-based and other imagery data sources, our neural networks have learned to separate ground cover from crop cover. And that's important in a lot of perennial crops as well as in some annual crops. And that way, when we're measuring the chlorophyll content, our algorithms are just measuring the chlorophyll content of the actual crop and not getting mixed signals from chlorophyll content or ground cover. So that would be one example of how we're using neural networks to provide the most accurate imagery on the market.
Giving farmers the confidence to solve problems with certainty. This is David Sparks.